Hello, my name's Guy Somerset. I'm the Books and Culture Editor of the New Zealand Listener, and welcome to the latest of our regular New Zealand Listener Book Club podcasts. This week, or rather this month, we are talking about NW, the new novel from Zadie Smith, and with me to discuss it are Stella Chrysostomou of Page and Blackmore Books in Nelson, Todd Atticus of Unity Books in Wellington, and Kieran Das of Unity Books up in Auckland. Now, I'm going to get right into it this week. Kieran, I noticed that you were making a few comments on Facebook about not getting on with the book. Did you get on better with it towards the end and finishing it, or was it pretty much the same all the way through?
Well, anyone who's read it will know that it wasn't pretty much the same way the whole through because there is a really defined shift in style that occurs halfway through. So I initially didn't especially like it at all, but not in a passionate way, because it didn't engage me enough to feel that strongly about it. I initially thought that NW is sort of the perfect title for it, really, because it's an appropriate read for NW magazine readers, you know, sort of coffee group, tracksuit-wearing, harried mothers who don't want an offensive read. I thought there was no punch, and the first part of it, I just really found it too difficult with the different styles, the quiz answer format, the emails, stage directions. It was a bit too erratic and didn't go anywhere, but as I got halfway through and we got to Natalie Blake's sort of story, I did do better with it.
I think you're being a bit harsh.
Sure.
Both on those tracksuit-wearing mums who read, but also I thought it was more than that. She's a bit tougher, a bit edgier than that, a bit smarter than that. But Stella, what did you think?
It's quite interesting what Karen was saying, because it is quite erratic, and it feels to me like it was almost three different little books in one. Because it does change style, but then that makes it kind of interesting writing as well. So it's very cleverly put together, and the writing's great, but at the same time it does have a very disjointed feeling, and ultimately for me, I don't think she pulled it off, even though at times there's some brilliant writing, and I think she really gets inside the heads of some of her female characters particularly. So it was convincing, but I did feel kind of like a voyeur. I was looking from the outside in. I wasn't in there.
That disjointedness and all the things that she's doing, obviously very intentional on her part. We posted the other day on our daily blog what she said about On Beauty and how she'd kind of done with that traditional style of novel. And I personally, you know, having just read, for instance, Ian McEwan, which his sweet tooth was up against this, he was the other contender for this position. And to be honest, I would rather have her failure than his success. Todd, do you think that it hangs together, or do you think it's a novel of very brilliant parts, perhaps, but you know, not a complete novel?
It sounds a leading question, guys. I was guilty of pronouncing on this book too soon. Although I didn't do so on a social network or otherwise, some of my friends and colleagues have heard me comment about the book from kind of a halfway mark, in quite pejorative tones. Actually, it was I thought after reading the second half, was filled with more confidence, and I could understand the kind of tonal shifts that occur throughout. But the first half was far from engaging, I felt. I felt some of the literary devices that she was using gimmicky, they didn't seem to present ideas in a logical fashion that really intrigued me as a reader. It felt somewhat like Zadie Smith was just kind of floating ideas, and the narrative was kind of restless but not engagingly so. It worried me that I wasn't engaged. I started to question my own kind of ideals as a reader. I thought, geez, why isn't this engaging me? Is this something that's wrong? am I the wrong kind of reader for this? But then something about the pace kind of lifts up, especially with the Natalie Blake section.
Mm.
I didn't mind the fact that it was chopped into short sections. In fact, I found it quite endearing. At times, I found it almost like reminiscent of the Raymond Queneau exercises in style, that each section almost has a kind of an identity of its own, be it one sentence long or a few paragraphs, a few pages. But it kind of hurried me along, and it actually presented more of a fuller picture than any of the stuff that preceded it did for me.
It's interesting you use that word restless there. I mean, it strikes me that Zadie Smith is something of a restless writer in the sense that she seems to have a habit of almost ambushing herself after each book. White Teeth, obviously very acclaimed first book. Then The Autograph Man, which is a very terrible second novel, but one which, you know, she's consciously done something completely different than she did before. Then On Beauty, which finds her back on track, many would say, and then now with this, you know, completely again different from On Beauty. The characters in the book, can we just go through those maybe? Starting with Leah, and she obviously is in the most disjointed and most stream of consciousness like section of the book, the first section of the book. Stella, what did you make of Leah? Did you find her convincing? Her attitude to trying to avoid motherhood, does that work? Did that convince? I'm thinking perhaps in comparison with Natalie, who we'll get to later, who has another personal issue with her life, which goes off in a very different direction, which I found less plausible. But we'll get to that in a moment. Starting with Leah, though, how did you find her as a character?
Leah is a very human character, but at the same time, you kind of start getting very irritated with her. It's like, you just want to say, come on, you know, just face up, you know, to who you are and what you feel. So she avoids making a decision, sort of being real with her partner. And it's like she's fascinated by this world outside of her, but she's kind of not present. So I found her a little bit frustrating in the end. But at the same time, I think, you know, she probably represents a lot of what people are like in their lives, where they don't really face up to their own internal dilemmas or their own failings in their relationships. So, yeah, she was convincing, but I wasn't sort of drawn to her as a character.
Kieran?
Well, I would have liked a lot more insight into Leah, like we had with Natalie, which we'll get onto later, of course. But one thing I will give Smith is that I really liked how she handled the dynamic between Leah and Keisha. I like how she handled it with sort of sensitivity and realism. You know, there's that line where she says, you know, people drifting apart, they grow up together and they're really close, and then they start finding their own personalities. And there's that bit where she writes, the sudden and violent divergence in their tastes was shocking to Keisha, as they each interpret their sort of own self-awareness and their desire for independence, I guess. You know, Lee starts wearing black clothes and gets into indie rock, whereas Natalie, Keisha, is a SWAT. But I just found there was just not enough insight with Leah.
The section will leap over Felix and we'll go back to him, I think, and we'll go straight to Keisha and Natalie. A lot more insight with her, I would say, wouldn't you, Kieran?
Absolutely, yeah. And that is when the shift occurred for me reading this book, where I got a lot more into it. She was a really interesting and complex character, just that dissatisfaction. But the one thing that really struck me about Natalie, and that I think Smith did really well, was her struggle for authenticity. She handled that really well. There's that bit in drag, I think it's called, the section, and, you know, she's sort of going daughter drag, sister drag, mother drag, wife drag, court drag, rich drag, poor drag, British drag, Jamaican drag, and it just sounded so exhausting, you know, for her to be having to play all those roles. But there's one thing that Natalie always goes on about, which I found really interesting. She's obsessed with the idea of making herself ridiculous. Remember, she's always saying, oh, I'm making myself ridiculous. And she spends her whole life kind of pointing out to people that she's different, but she doesn't realise she's doing that. And then there's that sort of cringe moment where she has lunch with her friend Layla. And Layla calls her up on it. And she says, oh, after all that Natalie has done, changing her name, having this really glossy, successful lifestyle, her friend says, oh, you're still the same.
Yeah.
Did she ever get that, though, do you think? Because it was at the point when her friends tried to issue that advice.
I don't think Natalie got it. She never realises it,
and that's kind of an interesting thing.
That was very, very bleak, I thought. Yeah. And it's that other thing, too, where Natalie's sort of got this, like I said, glossy lifestyle, but I think one thing that's a bit of a theme in this book is maybe people judging other people from their outsides, but not kind of knowing what their insides are like, sort of comparing your insides to other people's outsides, I guess, because, you know, there's that line where someone says something about Natalie and her husband look like two regal figures on the back of a coin and everything looks perfect. You know, they've got their duck breast and their lemon tart and polished wooden floors, but they're not very happy. And is that it?
Yeah. You've hit on a couple of stylistic, I think, qualities there, where you, with that particular line and also the one you mentioned a little earlier. Smith, I think, is a great stylist. She has amazing powers of description, and she can kind of summarise, she can clarify something in a very few words in a very original way. Do other people think that of her writing, Todd?
Yeah, I agree entirely, Guy. I think almost she is a fantastic literary chameleon. She can produce a wide range of different effects quite robustly as well. Sometimes I felt, reading this book, it was like she was trying on the guises of a lot of other writers, emulating their game, but also finding her own successes and her own voice within that. I mean, for me, the Natalie Blake section at times almost felt reminiscent of the kind of modern social commentary and human insight of Jonathan Franzen or something, that the kind of layers of personal introspection have littered the other observations of domestic life. And I thought she did that incredibly successfully. Although I noticed she's shying away from this reference of experimentalism, I felt that the first section, to return to it quickly, surely is an experiment in vast portions. I mean, that page that's rather haphazardly shaped, like the text on it is shaped as an apple tree. And then the text within it tries to reference the qualities of an apple tree mixed with other kind of poetic sentiments. That is kind of an experimentation too far for me, because it didn't actually hold true to any of the kind of that narrative path at that point of the book. That didn't tell me anything about Leah necessarily, nor her surroundings, nor her situation. And it felt like it was just kind of superfluous to that. But later on, it was more robust, yeah.
I mean, Smith has given lots of different reasons for the for the stylistic character of each of the distinct sections of the book. But it struck me that that first section, it was a great breath of relief on my part when I got to the Felix section. I thought, it's not going to all be like this, you know. I like it, you know, I can do this, but, you know, it is nice to suddenly have a different kind of register for the next section of the book. Stella, just going back to the character of Keisha Natalie, or Natalie as she is by this point, she goes off the rails towards the end of her section. I didn't really find that particularly convincing, her great desire to become involved in internet sex and go off with dodgy young men from even further north, Hendon, I think it was. How did you find that section? Did you think she was striving a bit too far for an effect there?
I think so. It just didn't ring true at all. I think possibly her thinking about doing that, wanting a way out of the confusion she felt about her own identity, yes, but I don't think as a character she would have actually gone through with meeting these men. It didn't ring true at all.
For anybody else, did that, and the ending of the book, just briefly, I mean, a lot of people have trouble with her endings generally, and I know our reviewer Karen Wilton had a problem with the ending of this book. What did you think, how did you think she sort of fared towards the end of the novel, Kieran?
It was a very abrupt ending, and that sort of whole going off the rails moment that Natalie had this actually just came out of the blue. Like, it just needed a little bit to build it up, just to, you know, ease us into that. It sort of was just a little bit too abrupt, and I didn't buy that. And the whole sort of her cruising and setting up a profile for the whole internet sex thing, I didn't know what was going on. It kept saying in the book, Natalie checked her profile. I was like, what is she doing? Is she going to adopt a child? Maybe I'm naive. I couldn't really, I don't think she built that up very well. And then all of a sudden she's meeting these couples, and I sort of thought, no, I don't think Natalie would do that, because she was such a square. And I didn't
buy it. Smith does seem to be striving for sort of transgressive quality throughout the book occasionally, I felt. But, like earlier on, she reckons that, you know, Leah and Michelle on their first date, you know, they had anal sex. They didn't have vaginal sex. I mean, it just seemed such, I don't know, I mean, possibly. But, you know, it just seemed...
Wasn't it Natalie who was saying something about she was watching Leah and Michelle and how they're always touching each other? And she said, oh, they're always touching each other in public. What do they do in private? She's kind of obsessed with that, eh?
Yeah. It just seemed
I enjoyed that right turn that the novel took with regards to her story. For me, that kind of... That crackled with something... That fiction does for me, which it might take some kind of a character and shake it up slightly and let the pieces fall in a slightly different combination and try to kind of eke out other kind of ideas about the reality of living and things that might not necessarily ring true in terms of what you'd expect or believe a character to do, but one that kind of offer insight into, well, for me it was kind of the modern condition. This the kind of the perversity of the situation just seemed to kind of almost stand starkly back as a kind of social commentary more than any kind of personal advancement of the character. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. The end, moving forward from that, felt very rushed. It felt like the denouement's sake. It didn't really have much, I don't know, it didn't have much to say. I would have preferred either a complete abrupt ending, not some kind of nicely wrapped bow that she was trying to do in, I don't know, 20, 30 pages. But
if Smith's kind of has a reputation for not being very good at endings, she is very good at race throughout all her novels. She really understands how race works. And I felt with the Natalie section and her relationship with her husband and elsewhere, and also with Felix, that she's very, very perceptive again with the way that race works, not only between black and white, but within the black community as well, and middle, and also class then intersects with that, with middle class blacks trying to black people trying to be down with the more streetwise black people, and she really, really is very good at nailing that, I think. What do you think there, Kieran?
Yes, I do. I really agree with that, actually. And there's two things that I'd like to touch on. Regarding that, the one thing that she does really well is the family dynamics, particularly with Natalie's sort of perspective of her own family and where she fits into it and where she doesn't want to fit into it. She's really good at sort of articulating that self-awareness and how they relate to each other. But there's also a scene that I quite enjoyed, and it's the scene where there's the boy smoking in the park, and everybody gets all up in arms about it. This isn't really a race thing, I guess, but it is Natalie sort of really asserting who she is. And, you know, he's sort of saying, don't worry about me, I get paid, I do all right. And she sort of steps in and she sort of mocks him, and she says, you know, I get paid, I do all right. And then she actually turns around and says, I'm sure you do, but I'm a lawyer, mate, and that's paid, that's really paid.
I was going to say that was a cracking scene for me. That had some of the kind of the essential elements that Zadie Smith were trying to float in the book. I mean, it was possibly a racial thing, but maybe more sort of a class thing. And it was just really sour. I loved that texture came through, and it was just breathtaking in its few pages of length. And it was moments like that really buoyed the book up. Those scenes and moments that had such quality. Another one when Leia's walking home with her husband, and then she points, it almost, I think it says, she knew she shouldn't have said it just as she said it, but she said, "Oh, no, that guy in the telephone box, that's him." And then follows a string of about two pages that are really kind of breathtaking confrontation, which I think was very much in the character of living in a modern city, these kind of dynamics that suddenly shift because people were living in such close proximity to one another. And then bang, it had a lot of guts in small passages.
One of the things I liked in the Felix section is that he goes to see the former dancer, I think it is, in the West End somewhere, and that was quite a good way of showing how in London your friendships, your relationships aren't strictly limited to NW, but it's a big city, and you crop up in all sorts of different places and in all sorts of contexts. The Felix section, as always, we're running out of time rather quickly here, but the Felix section of the book I just wanted to ask a little bit about. I stupidly hadn't noticed, and I think for my benefit, I hadn't actually noticed that she does tell us, spoiler alert here, she does tell us that he's the man who gets stabbed and killed. There's a reference to it just before the Felix section begins. I actually missed that, and I think that section I felt benefited from me actually towards the end not knowing what the hell was going to happen to him and being completely taken aback when he is stabbed. I'm assuming everybody else probably read that section properly with that benefit of knowing that beforehand. But Felix, what do we make of Felix? Stella, how did you enjoy that section of the book, and what did you think of him as a character?
I actually wanted a little bit more insight to him as a character. I felt that his relationship with his old girlfriend was when he actually came to life a lot more, and you got a lot more detail through her involvement with him and their liaison on that day than when it was just stream of consciousness, I guess. But yeah, I felt a little bit put out because I thought, well, I want to know more about this person. It was like it was kind of a little bit too fleeting. So,
yeah.
And I feel that, she developed her other character so well, and it was kind of like, it was almost, he was convenient. We'll put this guy in here and, he'll get stabbed, and that'll force Natalie and Leah to sort of have a meeting of the ways. So, yes, I felt he was a bit convenient sometimes. I wanted more insight into his character.
Kieran?
I wasn't really interested in Felix at all. He was completely underwhelming, and I actually don't remember anything much at all about his chapter.
I'm more interested in Felix's dad. I think that was a great portrait.
Yeah.
The few pages that he features, and I thought that could have been elaborated more. I was really interested. It seemed like there was a lot of backstory there, which I don't know, maybe she's kind of constructed in her head already, but he arrived quite a complete character with all of his nuances and his flat with its detritus and various elements. And I thought that was a kind of a cracking character. Felix, although I quite liked seeing his vulnerability in his father's flat as opposed to maybe his more kind of cocky gesturing when he meets the guy about the car, I quite liked seeing two sides of a character in quite close proximity. It was a little bit more of a glacial part of the book for me.
The one thing I think about her sometimes, Smith, is that although she's so good at race, occasionally she does attempt herself to kind of catch the down with the streets vernacular and just kind of slightly misses it, which I don't know whether anybody agrees with that. Does anybody?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I just think that mostly she's spot on, but just occasionally you do flinch a little bit and think you've been a long time away from these kind of people. And
yeah, but then she actually, it's almost like she's aware of that. I mean, I don't want to defend her too much, but there's that line where she's talking to the boy, Natalie, the character, and the boy's smoking in the park, and she says something like, put that cigarette out, man. And then she kind of says to herself, that's the first time she's put man at the end of a sentence for a while.
Yeah, well sometimes, she's satirising, obviously, I think her character's inability to kind of get it quite right.
Yeah.
But I do think just occasionally she herself just misses it too.
I agree.
Overall, sorry, Todd, I'm just going to have to wrap up actually now. But overall, I feel, I don't think it's a successful book, a completely successful novel by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it has so many moments of brilliance and greatness in it that I'm happy very much to have read it. What do other people think? On balance, Kieran, you were the harshest critic at the beginning. What about you?
Well, I had to read it while I was on holiday, so I feel a little bit disappointed about that. I feel a bit cheated. I didn't really enjoy it, and I won't be recommending it to anyone who has similar taste to me.
Okay. Tom?
Yeah, I come the end, I enjoyed it. Sort of its weaknesses, it has strengths. I think in combination with the new Martin Amis, Lionel Asbow, they present a quite an interesting portrait of modern London.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started on Martin Amis, please. Stella, you can have the final word.
I think there's much to admire in her writing and her skill as a writer, but ultimately it just didn't come together as a novel.
Right, well, that's N.W., Zadie Smith. Next month we're going to be doing one of the finalists, one of the shortlisted titles for the Man Booker Prize. We're not quite sure which one yet. You can go and vote on our website until the end of today and have your say in the matter. I'll be back with another bunch of booksellers, possibly not next month, but the month after. Next month I'm going to be at the Frankfurt Book Fair, and we're going to have a slightly different setup for the book club. Thank you very much indeed to Todd, Stella and Kieran, and thank you to you for listening. Goodbye.